Paul Lambert, you've had the lead twice at home. Are you disappointed not to go on and win it?
Yes, very, very much so. Especially when it was that late in the game. And I thought some of the football was good in really hard weather conditions as well. And but I think that, listen, as I said before, they've got a really strong squad. There's a team that's obviously beaten Arsenal not that long ago. And we're just new here to the football club. And the group of guys have been great for us in training and their application to go and try and win games. So football's like that. Sometimes you get the break of the ball, sometimes you don't.
What do you make of the second equaliser? Because your big rock of defence, Grant Hanley's flat out at the other end, and the referee said they could carry on.
Well, the referee doesn't have the right, he does have a right to do what he wants. But in that instance, I think if Sheffield wins, he obviously kicked the ball out, then it's obviously, we give them the ball back, but they chose to play on, and I'm not going to be too critical. If I'd done that, I would be probably scraping the barrel, really. But the goals, I said, were a bit fortuitous. They spun up in the air and the lads head it in, but that's football.
And your two goals have come from set plays and corners?
Well, as I thought, the first goal was a terrific header from Hope. And Corey, I mean, he'd done it last week as well, a terrific strike. And I thought Corey Evans today was excellent in the game. So if you can spread the goals out other than just laying at Jordan's door, then it helps.
2-1 up at the break, and you changed the shape a little bit in the second half and pushed Ben Marshall up top.
Well, I changed Ben and Chrissy as well, and just to get a bit of more movement as well. And I thought as the game went on, Ben started to get stronger. I thought we had to weather the storm first 15 minutes or so of the second half. And we changed it a little bit and got more of a foothold in the game. So overall, I'm not too disappointed.
And going back to Grant Hanley, he had to come off. And if Grant Hanley has to leave a football match, there's got to be a reason. How is he?
Well, I'll see him obviously again when I go back down the stair, and hopefully he's okay. As you quite rightly said, if Grant Hanley comes off, you know there's a problem there, or some sort of problem. Hopefully it's not too bad, and we've got a week to see if he's fit.
Your first game at Ewood Park, what did you make of the home support?
Great, really good. I mean, they were right behind us, and that's what we need. We need them and the players together. As I said before, when I first came here, we need the fans and players together. But the support was excellent, and we'll do everything we can to try and climb this table.
4 points from six. You've not been here a fortnight yet. That's decent, isn't it?
It's a decent start. Yeah. It's as I said before, if you can't win a game, make sure you don't lose it. And that, all credit to the players for playing against a really good side. I mean, we don't have a divine right just to. Sheffield Wednesday are higher than us in the table for a reason, but they've got a good team, good squad of players as well. And as I said, their manager's been there since the start. We're just here less than a fortnight, so 4 points out of six, I think, is good.
And finally, Paul, you used the word start. That indicates there's plenty of work still to do, yeah?
Loads. It's a long, long job, this one, and a long, hard work we've got to do, but something that we're looking forward to and something that we will do everything we can to make it better.